The Long Island Pine Barrens are crucial for water quality, but residents and experts say their value extends beyond groundwater protection. Rare plant and animal species call this ecosystem home, and humans rely on it for the serenity and beauty of its natural resources. WSHU's Desiree Diorio looks at another reason why it's important to preserve the Pine Barrens.
It's just changed quite a bit, too. Like I said, I used to come down there in the early 60s.
George Costa has grown up fishing in the Long Island Pine Barrens, like the Carmans River in Brookhaven. He's now the vice president of a local Trout Unlimited chapter, a nonprofit dedicated to protecting cold water fisheries.
You may say, well, who cares about a little fishy? You do care about a little fishy because this is what's important in life. It's the little things sometimes that are important to maintain and not to lose.
Long Island's Pine Barren forests cover more than 100,000 acres in the towns of Southampton, Brookhaven, and Riverhead. They're home to an array of endangered plants and animals, from birds and bugs to flowers and ferns. Rare tiger salamanders and mud turtles populate its wetlands. Tom Casey is on the board for both the Pine Barrens Society, an environmental advocacy group, and the Quagg Wildlife Refuge in southeast Suffolk County. He's been hiking in the Pine Barrens for more than 40 years. On a walk through the refuge, he whistles to an eastern towhee, one of the local bird species.
It has a call that one ethologist say sounds like drink your tea. It looks sort of like a robin, but with more intense colors, and it nests on the ground. Very shy bird. They're a little tough to spot, but that's a classic Pine Barrens bird.
The Pine Barrens Society was critical in preserving the forest decades ago, and John Turner is one of its co-founders. His contributions led to the passage of the historic 1993 Pine Barrens Protection Act. One of Turner's favorite animals here is the Coastal Barrens buck moth.
That species is really iconic to the Pine Barrens. These moths are black, orange, and white. They're gorgeous, gorgeous little insects.
In West Hampton Beach is an even rarer ecosystem within the Pine Barrens, the Dwarf Pine Plains. This almost 800-acre forest is one of only three in the world. It's full of pitch pines that only grow to about 5 feet high, and scientists can't agree on why. For John Turner, the Pine Barrens offer more than buck moths and towhees.
Everybody strives to live in a place that they find appealing and you find attractive and you feel a connection to. And I would argue that one of the most important components is having open space, places where people can go and kind of decompress from the pressures of everyday life and hike and walk and experience the natural world that is filled with magic all around them.
There's little question that when New York voted to preserve the Pine Barrens back in 1993, they did it to protect Long Island's drinking water from contaminants. But they accomplished more than that. Turner says the Pine Barrens are like Long Island's Central Park, a connection to nature and a place to find peace. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
This report is part of a series produced in collaboration with the Stony Brook University School of Journalism.